It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Dr. Maria Walls, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And is it true that the Japanese believe that deer have a direct line with God as such?
Because of their antenna, or something, because of the of their antlers.
Why, yeah, maybe so.
Because of their peaceful nature.
I guess so. Maybe their vegetarianism.
Maybe.
Kind of an interesting idea, but
they're massive. Deers are massive, though. Have you ever seen I've seen an elk in Sweden, like in the wild.
Oh, like a big northern European elk.
Yeah, they're massive.
Yeah, they're
massive. They are huge beasts, and they have on the side all the motorways in Sweden. If there's any sort of any forest, they have these huge big chain link fences, because the last thing you need is an elk coming out and
destroying your Volvo.
You know, it would laugh at your Volvo.
Yeah.
You know, if a Volvo looked at its kid, it would be. But they're quite. I mean, they don't charge or anything. I suppose they do. You know, probably get the old rogue elk.
Yeah, you know? I mean the deer here, of course, look kind of bonsai by comparison.
Yeah, true. And they're just, you know, farm for the deer velvet, which is apparently magic. Apparently,
yeah.
But is it?
And quite
but
exportable too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin Meads or something. No, who's that boring golfer?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? But what is boring one. Boring man. Deer Velvet.
The brand.
The brand, yeah. Sir Bob Charles, yeah.
Of the shirt thing.
Yes, he achieved what he achieved, but he's boring.
Yeah. Not happy with a shirt. Has to do Deer Velvet as well.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Like destroying another creature.
Megalomaniac. Anyway, so the DVD review, should we...
I suppose so, yeah. One Punch Man is a Japanese manga, and it's an anime film that started off as a very badly drawn comic strip. In fact, really badly drawn. And it's about one
badly drawn on purpose, you mean?
Well, no, it's just that the person drawing it didn't have terribly much talent.
It was like a parody, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of like a parody. It sort of reflects on, you know, on anime as a genre.
Sure.
And One Punch Man, he's a superhero who can kill anything with one punch bang. He's the king hit of king hits. And you'd think that there has no kind of tension in it as a storyline. He can get everyone. No problem. He hits them and they're dead. Bang.
Yeah, that sounds like a little bit boring.
But yeah, but it's a joke.
Yep.
It's kind of a joke that, you know, that the superhero doesn't have, you know, the possibility of, you know, being thwarted by somebody else. There is a spoiler, and he is thwarted by one thing, and that's a fly.
Ah, too zippy.
Yeah. And there's an amazing...
Compound eyes.
Wouldn't it be great to have compound eyes?
Would it, though?
Well, I don't need to see too much.
This is the thing. That's a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I see a lot at the moment that freaks me out. But.
Well, just because we're in here and you can... Yeah.
That's why I think a monocle is a good idea. Just work one eye really well.
Back to basics.
Yeah, we could become Cyclops.
Yeah.
There's an idea in a Japanese anime, you know, about it being quite cheap to put together, you know, like because frame by frame, often you'll notice that just the mouths move.
Yeah.
That's a way of speeding up production.
I really hate that.
It's not terribly interesting, is it? However, in some anime, there are sequences called sakuga, I hope I'm saying that right, that actually have a huge amount of investment brought in, so a keyframe-orama, so that you get a whole bunch of fluidity, and it tends to happen in action moments or in moments that the author or director is trying to emphasise. So
I can see why you do that. You know, just like sort of jazz it up certain bits.
Spruce it up, that's right. And so in One Punch Man, the fly scene, when he cannot kill the fly, is sakuga, so it's super highly animated.
Wow.
And really kind of beautiful if you're into, you know, that animation aesthetic. The joke continues on with One Punch Man. He lives in a bland government town that rates all of its superheroes and special abilities by numbers, and he actually he fails an exam despite being the ultimate superhero who can just kill anyone at any time.
He fails it,
so he gets like a C ranking.
Is he quite bored
as
well?
He just kill the examiner.
Because he has the ultimate king hit, then it's kind of like there's no stakes.
He's quite depressed, you know, like he's sort of down, you know, because he's this sort of like third-rate superhero, and all these other flash superheroes, you know, have it all, but he actually is the one with the goods. And this ties back to the kind of the very lo-fi animation that he came from originally, the comic strip, because the drawings are really terrible. He's like he's the the seeming loser, but he's actually the swan amongst anime.
Aww, that's a nice
way to put it. Something we can all relate to then, yeah?
Yeah, this is why the passion or the compassion and the empathy for this particular character is built up. You know, he sort of goes in and you think that he's one thing, but he's
just
actually
another one of those, but then he's not, he's one of these.
That's right. Which is one of the reasons that this has an absolute cult following. 7.9 hits just in 2012, and the publication only came out in 2009. And the main character, Saitama, the one-hit wonder, is a total hero.
Left or right hand?
Oh, yeah, right hand.
Right hand.
Right hand. That's a shame, isn't it? Be better if he was left-handed. I think you've art directed it in a conceptual way that should have been included.
So it was good.
Yeah, he's got a big red glove on, and he's got a bald head. Does that help? I'm not a giant fan of anime. However, if you're going to watch anime, this is one of the ones to watch. It is a superhero parody, and coming from this idea of the singular, the one punch, it relates to King Hits, of course, and to other things that people might be curious about.
I actually hate that term, King Hit. I think it's really lame.
Yeah, it is pretty lame. It's a pretty lame thing to do.
Just say
of course,
one punch. Because, of course, there's that thing called the one-inch punch.
One-inch punch.
Which is a very... Maybe that's what we should do next week, Rob. Yeah,
that's our Bruce Lee, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, that's pretty
I've
exciting.
Seen a couple, I've seen a couple of examples of that.
And also Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is it on Kubo? Yeah, oh, so, yes, of course, yes. I've actually seen a couple of... there's a couple of people who purport to be able to do that. And that's essentially just basically, you know, stand there like an inch away from somebody and then with your fist like that, you know, sort of only an inch away and enough to knock them over. You know, it's all an energy thing. It's okay.
Wow.
I've watched videos of people doing it, and that doesn't necessarily mean it happened, I suppose, but it's... It was on Derren Brown, which I just love Derren Brown.
Derren Brown too,
love
yeah.
Derren Brown. He does it, and he does a whole lot of weird stuff too. It's just funny what the body can do. But anyway, I digress. Sort of. So this is called One Punch Man. We have a copy of it to give away. We have a copy to give away, and I think. What did we say before? Interesting. We've already mentioned one Sir Bob. What about it mentioned? Can anyone? What a weird segue this is. Another New Zealand Sir Bob who was known for his punch. Anyone? 309-3879. It's quite easy actually. Hello, BFM.
Sir Bob Charles.
No, that's Sir Bob Charles who we were talking about before. Sorry about that. Yeah, you see, he knew the answer, but he just got it wrong. He came out wrong. He rushed. How many Sir Bobs are there? There's quite a few Sirs now, isn't there? BFM, good morning.
Good morning. It's your mate Bob Jones.
One of the rudest men I've ever met, actually.
I remember you saying this,
Yeah. I continue to say it. That is Sir Bob Jones. He smashed out that political reporter because he was bothered while he was fishing. Yeah. And they always go to him for boxing advice. They always say, what about Parker? Ringing the alert, ringing the ass, Bob Jones. It's like, has Bob Jones even walked 5 feet in the last 10 years? Anyway, but still well done. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt. Well done, Matt. Congratulations. You're smart.
Thank you very much.
You've won yourself a copy of that particular anime. Thanks to Madman. Thank you very much to you, Doctor.
Thank you for saying anime, right?
Anime. Anime. Anime's a big. I'm a big Akira fan. I like that.
Oh, you are.
That's a great movie. But then you start. If you use that as an entry point, and then you start getting into what's that one about I actually prefer the one with the mystery house and what's it called? You know, that crazy Japanese animation with the big floating house.
How's Moving Castle?
Yeah. That's more for me. But yeah, so this one's called One Punch Man, out on DVD now. Thanks, Madman. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
That was the Madman DVD review.